integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss, Dr. Holly Lucille, and Lisa Davis.
Dr. Holly Lucille's out on vacation. Lisa and I are here as usual, and we are talking about family fitness, kids' obesity. And as far as obesity, it really is a family affair. And we have an expert with us, a physician's assistant, Amy Hendel. I believe I'm pronouncing your name properly. Amy, welcome to the show.
May.
Hello?
Amy, it's so good. Amy, can you hear us?
I hear you fine.
Oh, great. Amy, I want to mention to you, you're the author of The Four Habits of Healthy Families, Everything Your Family Needs to Get Healthy and Stay Healthy for Life, and also Fat Families, Thin Families, How to Save Your Family from the Obesity Trap. And Amy, I'd love to hear about your own personal experience growing up and your own challenges with being overweight.
Well, very quickly, I grew up in a family where food was the flavor of the day, the month, the minute, the week. The whatever occasion, it was all about food. My mother herself struggled with weight, and I learned from her firsthand, I say, you know, unabashedly, that food can comfort, it can reward you, it can be your best friend. I really watched her relationship with food and took it all in as kids typically do. And so by the time I was 10, 11, 12, I was carrying probably 20 or 30 excess pounds. And by the time I hit dating age, 15, 16, I was about 50, 60 pounds overweight. And I was valued for my note-taking. I was a stenographer in terms of note-taking in school, but I was not valued as the girl that guys wanted to take out on a date because of my size mostly. And that's just reality. We can talk about how unfortunate it is, how you shouldn't be judged by your exterior. But the reality is that you are. And because I found that really untenable, I marched myself off after trying a bunch of different fad diets and them not working or not sustaining me. I marched myself off to Weight Watchers, which was the only organized diet at the time, and was the youngest one amidst many middle-aged and older women, but I just was very stoic and stuck with it and dropped about 50 pounds, probably over about 5 or 6 months, and never looked back, and decided as a young mother that I was going to run my household differently. And certainly having gone on a track that was medicine in terms of a professional career, the two seemed to go hand in hand. It made sense to me that so many diseases seem to correlate with an eating or fitness lifestyle or not. And I had this desperate desire to not have my children have the same struggles that I did. So there came a career that really focused on food, fitness, and lifestyle, and probably long before it was really even named lifestyle or health coaching or whatever you know you want to name it. So that's pretty much how the books came about. They were from one-on-one experiences with clients and my own experience with my family.
Yeah, it's so interesting, Amy, and I'm curious because you said you're going to run your house differently. So tell us, how do you run your house,
important.
And how should we be running our houses to give our kids the best chance to be healthy?
Well, number one is that I made myself number one, and it sounds a little selfish, but I knew that if I was going to keep my weight off, particularly during pregnancies, and that was certainly going to be in the formula, then I had to etch out time for exercise and for shopping and preparing foods that would support this maintenance phase, which has gone on for 30-plus years. So other than the typical mom who always puts herself last, I always had carved into the day either exercise time or if it was a day that I was going to go shopping for food and prep the food. I don't do fresh cooking every day. I don't do fresh prep every day. I found that it works easier if I make the lists during the week of our needs and then shop on a day and prep a lot of the foods on the day so that maybe there's a second day in the week when I really have to, again, carve out time. But it really was about organization. and thinking ahead and knowing the troubleshooting before the trouble came. And that's how I raised my kids. My kids were raised to eat a certain way in our household, to participate from a very young age in the shopping, taste testing, menu decision making, help in the kitchen. You know, all that stuff was done in a game-like fashion, so the kids were not being preached to. They always saw mommy exercising and making time for exercise and fun activities. And I think we're just missing it. We're totally missing the boat on this and making it bigger than it needs to be, more obtuse than it needs to be, more protracted than it needs to be, and returning, you know, to I have to work longer hours to have the money to give my kids games and stuff and everything. You can make food and nutrition and exercise the most fun experiences if you're a little thoughtful and creative.
Yeah, I agree. You know, it's funny because my husband and I were just talking about how important modeling that behavior is. I mean, he is a very avid exerciser, and I exercise a lot myself, and our daughter sees that and knows, well, daddy's, you know, oh, daddy, don't you want to play? I do want to play, honey, but daddy needs to go exercise. And sometimes it's tough because she gets this look on her face. You just want to, you know, just sit and play with her. But we do need to take that time for ourselves. Parents really do, or caregivers.
And I definitely use my kids as my weight. So when they were infants and toddlers and I was doing sit-ups and crunches and, you know, I did the running with the stroller when they didn't even have the running strollers, and I did dancing in the house, and the kids would dance with me. I have the greatest videos that are probably winning videos with the kids dancing with me. So it doesn't only have to be formula exercise, but certainly it's hypocritical if you're sitting there eating bonbons, watching TV, and telling your kid to go play outside. That is a very mixed message. It's very bizarre to me that parents would put a TV in a child's bedroom.
We don't do that. The TV should be in the family room. But, Amy, one of the things that I find very interesting is you broke the generational cycle. And I talk about this a lot with my patients, meaning you were raised one way. You changed it. I mean, in that changing generation, whether, you know, you see this in sexual abuse where, okay, you know, your father was abused, the grandfather was abused, all that. And they say, okay, it stops here. My kids won't be. So we end that. It's almost like a food abuse generation that you're shutting down. Is that a proper way to look at it?
Yeah, I like the way you just framed it. I think that we can certainly say there is a genetic component. And, you know, I come from a generation of big women, of women who themselves have carried a lot of extra weight. And maybe some of that is a slightly slower metabolism. Maybe that is they'll find when they break the codes on all of this DNA that there are people, you know, who seem to just hold on to fat more easily than others. But at the end of the day, you can make a difference. And just like with any other disease, when you ultimately get diabetes, whether you like it or not, you may have to take medications, you may have to inject insulin. When you get heart disease, whether you like it or not, you may have to take medications and really embrace a whole bunch of burdens. So to me, I never saw obesity as anything other than a disease. It ran in my family, and I had decided to thwart it. And it became very common sense to me that if I ate less and moved more, and then set up an environment that discouraged my being tempted. I think temptation is a huge issue. I think willpower is part of this. And I think connecting the dots intellectual to emotion to what then do I do is incredibly important. But I'll share with you a quick story about...
Hold on, we're going to run out of time, though. We're going to run out of time.
Oh, hey, Amy, we can get that story when we come back.
Yeah, and that's great. And I love how you're talking about that environment that you created, that health environment that we're doing. We're talking with Amy Handel in this segment. She was talking about obesity as a family affair. Fixing that environment. You can go and listen to this again at RadioMD.com.